Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the show. It is I, Rob Zicari. This is the Rob Zicari Show. And yes, we are late. We are extremely late, but we have a good reason. Sometimes I don't have a good reason. Sometimes it's very juvenile, but today was a good reason. There was a power outage in the Glendale area. There's a power outage in the Glendale area. If you go online, just in case you don't believe me, go online. You can find the information. Yes. Power outage in Glendale. And our studio's in Glendale. I live in Glendale. So it threw everything off. I actually thought maybe it was World War III. That's what I thought. I thought there was World War III going on. It's funny, I woke up at about 6:30. About 6:30. And it was hot. Real hot. And I look up and the air's off. And I'm thinking, why is the air off? Then I kind of survey the room and I notice clocks are off. Everything's off. I said, wow, the power's off. Maybe it's just a hiccup. So I kind of close my eyes, and then my phone goes off because I have that set as my alarm. I check that out, and I notice the power's still out. I said, man, I said, what the hell is going on? So I look at my emails in our building, sent an email. As you may know, the power's been off for the last 2 hours. Glendale Water and Power is working on this problem. Seems to be affecting the entire city. We will keep you updated. I know I'm saying it in a monitor. That's what my building manager sounds like. So it didn't get restored until close to 10 o'clock. So, we're behind. We're behind. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I couldn't get ready. The show couldn't get ready. Nothing. Nothing. So we are here now. We are here and we are back. God, I got heartburn. All right. So we are, day five of the Shaka Khan debate? Is that day five, right? Day five. And it's funny because we'll get to Obama. We'll get to Obama jumping into the fray once again. He loves jump. The Democrats, they're just losing their minds. Not so much because they generally have this feeling of things that Trump says is wrong or that he's unfit. They know that if Hillary had to run on her record, if she had to run on Hillary, like, vote for me, I'm Hillary, I'm smart, and I'm charming, and I'm competent, and I'm just an all-around good person. She would lose. She literally would get just creamed. That's why you see the campaign being run the way it is. That's why you're seeing Warren Buffett and that idiot Cuban. No one's talking about Hillary doing a good job. Nobody's talking about Hillary making people lie better. No. All it is Trump's bad. Trump's evil. Trump's Hitler. Trump's Satan. Trump's will kill your mom. Will kill your dad. Trump. That's it. So we'll get back to Barack Hussein Obama in a minute. We'll get back there. We will. We'll get back there. But the con story. It's the con. Okay? And it really is a con. And here's what's funny. And this is what happens with the media. Remember, the media is controlled by Democrats. Democrats control the media. It's a vice versa thing. Again, go online, go to Drudge, go to my Twitter feed, go to various Twitter feeds, and you'll see Wolf Blitzer and Dana Bash partying it up at the Clinton DNC coronation. They're partying up, drinking champagne, whooping it up. If you're a legit journalist, if you're an independent journalist, if you're not biased, you do your job, you leave. You don't party. I mean, please. Okay? Please. Enough's enough already. Enough's enough. But what's funny is the media, when it comes to a Republican story or a Trump story, and the media creates a story, okay? They then have talking points. Remember the Trump speech? Remember his convention speech? What were the talking points? It was dark, and it was dreary, and it was like the apocalypse. It was a Gotham City. It was just dark, and that was the theme. ABC, NBC, all the networks, websites, various talk show hosts. That was it. So they have their talking points and they all stick to script. So when they create a story, and they create a narrative, they create a controversy, they keep pounding it and pounding it and pounding it. So it saturates your brain. And for the low information voter, it is just, I mean, it's just sucked up. You know, it's just sucked. It's in there. It's not coming out. Okay? It's not coming out. And then what happens is the small, teeny tiny pockets of conservative media start getting the real information out. start actually doing a journalist's job. They start actually doing a journalist's job. They actually go, hey, wait a minute. Well, let's investigate this for a minute. If it's something Trump said or Republican said, instead of the soundbite, they take it in context. If it's a story involving, you know, an incident or something in the past or something of that nature, they then go and find out, well, what's the backstory? What's the reason? This didn't just happen out of the blue. And before you know it, these small pockets, these teeny tiny pockets of conservative media start to flush out backstories and real narratives, real stories. And once that happens, and enough people tweet Wolf Blitzer, tweet CNN, enough stories hit Drudge, enough stories hit Breitbart, the CNNs and the ABCs and MSNBCs start to then back off the story they created, because then they start looking really, really bad. And that's what's happening now with the Genghis Khan story. Just like the Judge Kirill. Just like the Judge Kirill story. CNN, Tapper, Blitzer, MSNBC, hammering it. Hammer, 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 hammer. Racist, 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 racist. Then all of a sudden, the backstory comes out. All of a sudden, you're seeing the ties to La Raza and different organizations that are creating boycotts against Trump. And you start to go, this is not what CNN and MSNBC is telling us. This isn't what Brooke Baldwin is telling us. This isn't what Anderson Cooper is telling us. This isn't what Chris Matthews is telling us. This isn't what Rachel Maddow is telling us. This isn't what George Stephanopoulos is telling us. I mean, that's going on now with the Genghis Khan. Same thing. Day after day after day after day. What do we hear? Trump attacked. Trump attacked. He did this. He did that. Such disrespect. This is horrible. And the low information voters going, gee, well, I missed the convention. What's going on? Oh, my God. Why would Trump, is he just a horrible, he just sat there and just attacked this family, and what is going on? And then, of course, the small pockets of conservative media do what we know CNN, we know they're all in the tank for not just Hillary, but whatever Democrat, whatever liberal policy, whatever liberal, standard bearer there is. So we know that. So we assume, okay, that the news media would do all the investigations. We would assume they would get backstories. We would assume. I know what we know, but put that aside. You just assume they would, because they're news. That's what they are. They're news. The most trusted name in news. They're news. So you would assume. Well, as sure as day, yesterday, we reported all the ties that Genghis Khan has to Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and Democrats as a whole. We find out Genghis Khan's association with the Muslim Brotherhood. We find out Genghis Khan's business is immigration. And to make it easy for Muslims that live in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, Iraq, wherever, to come here to the United States. So this isn't just a dad who happens to have a son that was killed in Iraq in a war that Hillary Clinton voted for. No. There's an agenda behind this man did at the DNC. This is planned. It was planned. This person has financial gain, has financial interest in businesses with Saudi Arabia, businesses with Hillary Clinton, businesses with the Democrats. This one's just some random guy, some random woman. No. Now, today, as reported by the very good friends at Breitbart, the website that Genghis Khan is associated with, talking about these EB-5 immigration visas and other related immigration services, has now been deleted. Go figure. It's now been deleted. So the very thing that showed this was no random, just random grieving father, that very thing that shows partisanship, that very thing that makes you go, this was a stunt. This was a stunt. It was a stunt by somebody involved with the Clinton campaign, with the DNC, with Saudi Arabia, who, remember, gives millions of dollars to Hillary Clinton. Millions of dollars. No candidate, no president, nobody. Nobody has ever, and that even goes for Bush, Bush got a lot of things from Saudi Arabia. But whatever Bush got pales in comparison to what Hillary Clinton has gotten. It was a stunt. And now that conservative media is doing the job that CNN and Jake Tapper and the so-called legitimate news agencies are supposed to be doing, this story is starting to go dead. Story's starting to go dead. Because if Blitzer and Tapper and Cuomo keep the story going, they're going to have to bring up the backstory, because now enough people are finding out about Genghis Khan's connections to Hillary Clinton, Clinton Foundation, and the various Saudi immigration businesses. So, yeah, the pay-to-play Muslim migration schemes that Genghis Khan is part of, that website is gone. It's completely removed. And when you go there, the page, the URL directs you to a page parking that's run by GoDaddy. So what we talked about yesterday now doesn't exist. I mean, doesn't that tell you something? Of course it tells you something. Of course it tells you something. And what the EB-5 program is, and I will read, helps wealthy foreigners from Middle East buy their way into America. It's fraught with corruption. And Chuck Grassley has detailed how this corruption works back in February. And this is what Grassley said. Maybe it is only here on Capitol Hill, on this island surrounded by reality, that we can choose to plug our ears and refuse to listen to commonly accepted facts. The Government Accountability Office, the media, industry experts, members of Congress, and federal agency officials have concurred that the program is a serious problem with serious vulnerabilities. So this is the program Genghis Khan promoted on his website. So if there's a President Trump, once again, Genghis Khan is not going to be allowed to use his EB-5 money-making visa scheme anymore. I mean, these are facts. These are facts. And then, of course, Grassley goes on. There are also classified reports that detail the national security fraud and abuse. Our committee has received numerous briefings and classified documents to show this side of the story. The enforcement arm of the Department of Homeland Security wrote an internal memo that raises significant concerns about the program. One section of the memo outlines concerns that it could be used by Iranian operatives to infiltrate the United States. The memo identifies seven main areas of the program's vulnerability, including the export of sensitive technology, economic espionage, terrorism, investment fraud, illicit finance, and money laundering. So, this guy got rid of this on his website. This guy got rid of the business that he does on the website, the law firm that he's part of. It's gone. It's gone. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, Saudi Arabia has paid the law firm that this Genghis Khan part of millions of dollars over many years. These are all facts. Saudis to Genghis Khan's law firm, Genghis Khan's law firm to the Clintons. This isn't a random guy. This isn't some random guy with a war hero son and Donald Trump just randomly talked about. No, absolutely not. The jig is up. The jig is up. Mainstream, and I, you know what? I take that back. The media, okay? Mainstream, the media knows the jig is up. And of course, the story is dying. Like I said, if they keep pounding the story, they're going to have to then talk about Clinton's connection, the Saudis' connection, Genghis Khan's law firm. They'd have to tie all this in. They'd have to tie all this in. So, there you go. It's amazing. They do this all the time.